Meteorology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Across the listing area, sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, mid 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 65. And Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 81.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. This is Ag News. Drought continues to make things challenging in farm country. Ryan Martin, a meteorologist, says the week ahead doesn't include much moisture for the dry areas. Not much relief in sight for the Corn Belt either.
You're going to be dry basically all week long. From west to east, you have an upper-level ridge developing in the central and northern plains, and it will encompass the western Corn Belt. But basically, we steer action even away from the eastern Corn Belt as we move on through the later part of next week. So I'm putting together 5 to 6 fully dry days over the entire Corn Belt. I do think we see a little moisture in the eastern Corn Belt late next weekend, Saturday night through Sunday. But that's mostly Michigan, Indiana, Ohio. That's probably all we're talking on moisture there.
Well, the Plain States are going to stay dry as well.
Dry there all the way through. You know, we just got done dealing with a little bit of moisture down in the Central Plains over the weekend. That's sagging southward, Texas, Oklahoma, as we go through the first and middle part of the week here. But generally, the entire plains underneath an upper-level ridge, steering action all the way well north into Canada, and, quote, not the Canadian prairies where we really need it for spring wheat. So the plains dry and warm. I don't think oppressively hot, but rather warm, above normal temperatures by a good 10 degrees or so.
Well, the western U.S. will continue to struggle with drought in the days ahead, Martin says, because the weather patterns haven't brought much in the way of relief to farm country over the last month.
No, not to this point. The only place we can say a little bit of relief, yeah, I recall the last time we were talking about Michigan being abnormally dry and some areas are popping up on the drought monitor. I don't want to say completely fixed that, but we've alleviated some of the driest areas in Michigan. But as far as the plains go, and particularly the hot spots of North Dakota, northern South Dakota, northern Minnesota, and then up into the Canadian prairies, now nothing has changed there. As a matter of fact, North Dakota, you can make the argument, has gotten worse.
That's Ag Meteorologist Ryan Martin. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the strike continues at the Frito-Lay plant in Topeka as the union members continue to negotiate with the company on better wages, overtime, and more. And KSN News reports that a meeting was held yesterday to work out some of the new contract details between the company and the union members. It is set to go on throughout the day today, and if an agreement is reached, workers could be back in as soon as Thursday. As they say, they're pretty close to ending the strike.
Close. I think we're close. Some things are easier to resolve than others. The overtime issue, we've finally gotten some traction on that. I think we've got a good chance of getting some of that stuff resolved.
That audio from KSN News. In other news, the Great Bend Police Department searching for a man after they found the body of a 39-year-old man at the Best Western Angus Inn. Cake News reports the police found the body on Sunday night. The body was identified as Micah Merriman Skiffries, and anyone with information on the incident can call the Great Bend Police Department at 620-793-4120. Mid-America Network News.
Grab your keys and hit the road this summer? Make your first stop Rusty Eck Ford for our road trip and sales event.
Rusty Eck Ford still has the inventory to get you into the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you're looking for. Buy with zero money down or get up to $2,000 equity cash on the spot for your vehicle. No purchase necessary. But don't miss out on the inventory still on our lot. Buy with zero money down or get out of your current lease with up to $2,000 equity cash on the spot. Rusty Eck Ford still has the inventory to get you into the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you're looking for.
Hurry, your summer road trip is waiting. Rush into Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on select and stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees, not all qualify. Offer to buy contingent on current equity and leased vehicles subject to dealer final appraisal. All Ford rebates to dealer. See dealer for details. Offers expire 7/31/21.
A retired assistant U.S. attorney who once led prosecution of the accused mastermind of the deadly 2000 bombing of the USS Cole is running for Kansas Attorney General next year. Tony Mativi yesterday launched his campaign for the Republican nomination by announcing that Sedgwick County's district attorney will serve as campaign treasurer. Former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, along with Kansas Senate Judiciary Chair Kelly Warren, have also sought the GOP nomination. Mativi served more than 20 years as a federal prosecutor and was the coordinator of the anti-terrorism and homeland security efforts in Kansas before retiring in November. He led the USS Cole prosecution team for 5 years. In other news, the health department in the most populous county in Kansas is urging the county's public schools to require students and staff who aren't vaccinated against COVID-19 to wear masks indoors when classes resume for the fall. The Johnson County Department of Health and Environment released their guidance yesterday after confirmed cases of the faster spreading Delta variant continue to rise across the state, fueling larger numbers of COVID-19 cases overall. Good America Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property. It also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Tuesday. The state of Nebraska has agreed not to seek reimbursement from Texas for the state patrol troopers it sent down to the U.S.-Mexican border at the request of Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Nebraska State Patrol documents obtained by the Associated Press show that the state committed, at least initially, not to seek reimbursement for the mission, which is estimated to have cost more than $334,000. A spokesman for the patrol and Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts, a fellow Republican, issued a joint written statement after documents were released saying they will seek to be repaid if given the opportunity. Kawasaki Motors Manufacturing plans a $200 million expansion at its plant in Lincoln, a move that is expected to bring hundreds of new jobs. The company plans to boost its capacity over the next 18 months to make jet skis, ATVs, and other small vehicles. Rick Everett with your Nebraska news here on the Mid-America Network.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas, is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
WTI is your career education partner.
I was always kind of moving between jobs and moving between places that I lived. And to find a place that I'm actually steady at and to find this place that I love to go to work every single day, I love to do what I do. It's a great feeling of accomplishment. Don't be scared and take the step. Take the step forward into your future.
To apply and for more information, go online to WTI.edu. Accredited by the Accrediting Commission on Career Schools and Colleges. For more on consumer disclosures, go to WTI.edu/disclosures.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday and discussed options for spending American Rescue Plan grant funding. These dollars can be used to extend charitable contributions from the Sparks money, premium pay for essential workers with low income, county revenue loss, and various infrastructure projects. They can be put in an interest-bearing account and the interest used with no restrictions. There are several elements of the proposed new jail that could be considered. Mental health is a big push for use of American Rescue funds. The board will explore ways to contribute to this area. A proposal was reviewed for switching the current computer tax package from a database system to a web-based system with more real-time information. The new software and hardware would allow for better budgetary, accounts payable, and receivable tracking, as well as online options for constituents. The proposed cost of the conversion of the new system, including hardware and software, is $245,000, with annual maintenance fees of $48,000. No action was taken. Commissioners were advised that cattle guard crossings were placed on Unicorn Road without approval of a township. A landowner sought permission from the Waterville Township Board, which denied the request. They were installed anyway. The township's given the landowner 10 days to remove them. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week worked on the budget. Duane Bruna, Environmental Science Director, suggested splitting noxious weed and solid waste departments, hiring two department heads. No action was taken. Representatives with Nemahal County EMS met with commissioners about finding a new place to house the ambulance for the county. Currently, Nemahal County leases the ambulance barn from the city of Seneca, who would like the Seneca Fire Department to be able to use the building in the future. Nemahal County EMS is currently doing a Fans of Summer donation drive to help those individuals in need of fans in their homes. A public hearing was held to consider closing a portion of 16th Road in Red Vermilion Township and a portion of T Road in Berwick Township. Public comment was heard concerning the possibility of repairing bridges or installing a tube at those locations. Commissioners stated these options were not a possibility. After closing the hearing, commissioners unanimously voted to close the roads. The Nemahal County Attorney advised the tax sale trial has been scheduled July 22nd. Following this, the sheriff's sale would be scheduled. Commissioners asked about ending the contract with Marvin Planning Consultants for preparation of a comprehensive plan. No action was taken. Senior Services Public Transit Director submitted a budget request for funds associated with programs offered by the Senior Services Department, requesting $291,500 for 2022 in grant match funds from the county, which is an increase of $78,500 over the previous year. Gage County Board of Supervisors continued discussion on the 30 by 30 land conservation program mentioned by President Biden. Tanya Storr, Cherry County Commissioner, joined the meeting by Zoom and expressed opposition. Supervisor Dennis Byers thinks the board needs to oppose the program. Other members agreed. Don Schuler spoke in opposition of the resolution, indicating that not enough information is known at this time. Motion to oppose carried 5-1, with Schuler voting no. The Law Enforcement Committee discussed a recent COVID outbreak in Jefferson County and protocols being developed for fall classes at Beatrice Public Schools. Road and Bridge Committee heard that steel prices have nearly doubled and would likely affect culvert prices as well. A fiberglass alternative to rebar was mentioned, but is not tested like steel. The public health alert has been issued for the Iron Horse Trail Lake in Pawnee County for harmful algae blooms, with public caution urged and swimming closed, while fishing and boating are allowed as well as camping. County fairs continue with the Marshall County Fair wrapping up in Blue Rapids with this evening's 4-H Fashion Review, cake auction, and outstanding volunteer recognition at 5. The fair supper at 6 is open to the public, catered by Ricky's Cafe, with free entertainment by Camouflage. A military band plays country music. Livestock auction starts at 7, and exhibits will be released. In Washington County, open class exhibits will be checked in 4:30 till 6:30 this afternoon. 4-H exhibit check-in 4:30 till 8. Weigh-in of livestock this evening at the Washington County Fair, which continues through Saturday. Donald Don J. Kramer, age 76, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Don Kramer. Anna M. Hula, age 91, of Topeka, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 1:30 at the United Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Czech Moravian Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 6 until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Anna Hula.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Not a whole lot going on across the central, east, central parts of the Midwest. Very quiet over the next several days. We have a high pressure system overhead and an upper level ridge that's going to move into our area as we head towards the end of the week. Temperatures back up into the 90s, and that will continue into the weekend. We really don't have a chance of showers and thunderstorms until maybe Sunday night and into the early parts of next week. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the southeast at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid-60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 65. As we enter Thursday, we'll continue with sunny skies, warmer temperatures, 93. Thursday night, clear, around 70. And Friday, sunny and hot, temps in the upper 90s. That's a look at your forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-July, 92. Record high on this date, 112. The average low, 69. The record low, 54. Sunset this evening, 8:50. Sunrise in the morning at 6:17.
Neil Armstrong was the first man to walk on the moon. But what did he really say to the world when he got there? It's the anniversary of the moon landing today. The story on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
The Storm Report is giving away a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system every week throughout storm season, and we want you to win. Just text the word weather to 855-939-2526. That's weather to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. It has a digital readout with severe weather messages plus NOAA weather and AM/FM radio. Sign up now to win yours. Text weather to 855-939-2526. That's weather to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus also has two additional wireless speakers to go in separate rooms of your home so everyone will know bad weather is on the way. Zone Guard Plus saves lives. Sign up and win by texting weather to 855-939-2526. Text weather to 855-939-2526. No purchase necessary. Standard message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 20th, the 201st day of the year. Rockstar Carlos Santana is celebrating his 74th birthday, and on this day in 1969, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin became the first men to walk the moon. The landing was watched by over 600 million people around the world. There's been a theory that Armstrong misquoted the famous first words on the moon, "One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." However, audio experts have said that Armstrong did in fact say "a man" in the first sentence and that it was tough to hear. And the first flag planted on the moon didn't make it through the conditions of space. Flags from other missions, however, still stand on the lunar surface. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Like new, priced right, the Nordish Motor Company has on trade a 2019 GMC Acadia, 2019 Buick Enclave Essence, a 2017 Chevy Equinox, and priced right, a 2014 Chevy Captiva Sport and 2014 Chevy Traverse. Awaiting your test drive today at the Nordish Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Kansas City Chiefs fans will have to get tickets in advance to visit the Super Bowl runner-ups training camp this year, and they won't be able to get autographs from players because of COVID-19. Dr. Paul Schroeppel, the AFC Champions head orthopedic surgeon, said yesterday that fans won't be allowed to interact with players under the NFL's protocols for preventing coronavirus outbreaks. The Chiefs open their training camp in St. Joseph, Missouri next Wednesday with a special event for season ticket holders, with practices open for other fans beginning next Thursday. Attendance will be limited. A Kansas City area Olympic gymnastics alternate has tested positive for coronavirus in Japan. The personal coach for Kara Eaker confirmed the positive test in an email to the Associated Press yesterday. The positive test, the latest in a growing line of daily reports of athletes and others testing positive at the Olympics. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Wear and tear. It seems like something is always breaking, falling off, or needing repair. That's why Abilene Machine only sells the highest quality new, remanufactured, and used parts. Their new parts are second to none, yet are typically 40% off the list price of the big OEMs. Used parts can save you even more, up to 50% off new. Don't let your ag replacement parts take a toll on your pocket. Call Abilene Machine at 800-255-0337 or visit AbilenMachine.com.
WTI is your career education partner.
I was always kind of moving between jobs and moving between places that I lived. And to find a place that I'm actually steady at and to find this place that I love to go to work every single day, I love to do what I do. It's a great feeling of accomplishment. Don't be scared and take the step. Take the step forward into your future.
To apply and for more information, go online to WTI.edu. Accredited by the Accrediting Commission on Career Schools and Colleges. For more on consumer disclosures, go to WTI.edu/disclosures.
The COVID-19 pandemic is looming large over this year's Olympic Games in Tokyo. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman is there covering.
Some athletes expected to be here in Tokyo are now out, including U.S. tennis star Coco Gauff and Katie Lou Samuelson. She was set to be part of the U.S. women's 3x3 basketball squad. Both have tested positive and will not make the trip here to Japan. Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo.
Mercedes, Formula One, and its governing body, the FIA, issued a joint statement yesterday condemning the online racist abuse aimed at Lewis Hamilton. Hamilton was targeted following the Mercedes driver's crash with rival Max Verstappen in the opening lap of Sunday's British Grand Prix that sent the championship leader hurling out of the race. Red Bull also issued a statement criticizing the attacks on Hamilton. I'm Rick Averett, and that's a look at your Tuesday Kansas Sports on the Mid-America Network.
C&K Services will be caring for the Sabetha Raptors Junior and Senior American Legion baseball teams as the athletes take on their opponents. The fans know you can do it. Knock the ball out of the park and head for home in victory. Good luck and way to go from the friends and fans at C&K Services in Sabetha.
For quality used vehicles and quality service, come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville, Kansas. Honeyman Auto has experienced mechanics and a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs. If we don't have what you're looking for, we'll find it for you. For a quality experience, quality vehicles, and quality service, come out and see Ryan, Bob, Doug, Kathy, and Cody. You can also find us on the web at honeymanauto.com. Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, Marysville, Kansas, home of quality and value. 785-619-6500.
Get your hungry crew fed no matter what time it is. CJ Express stores in Marysville and Frankfort have the snacks, drinks, and food your family loves. Hunt Brothers Pizza, all toppings, no extra charge. Crispy, juicy Bird Shack fried chicken, and sandwiches and salads made to order. With two stores and delivery options in Marysville and a store in Frankfort, get your grub wherever you are. Call ahead, get it delivered, or just stop in now and satisfy your hunger at CJ Express.
Starting new plants from existing plantings can be fun and a great way to pass heirloom plants along to family and friends. Keep in mind, the offspring may look different from their parents. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Those looking for a challenge may want to try propagating clematis from seed. Wait for the fluffy seed heads to turn brown. Shake the dry pods over paper, saving only the swollen seeds. Fill a plastic bag with a mixture of 1/2 damp peat moss and 1/2 perlite. Remove the feathery part of the clematis seed and mix them into the peat moss and perlite mixture. Place the bag in the refrigerator for at least 3 months. This cold treatment is needed to break dormancy and promote sprouting. Sow seeds by lightly covering them with a quality planting mix. Move the container to a bright location and keep the soil moist. Seed should sprout anywhere from 3 weeks to several months. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort.
Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
As time passes, there are fewer Americans that can recall life on the home front during the years of World War II. So a trip here might remind you of some things you once found at Grandma's house or stuff you simply heard about but had never seen. We step back 75 years and more on this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
As time passes, there are fewer Americans that can recall life on the home front during the years of World War II. That's in part why Darlene Agner helped construct a typical early 1940s home here at the museum complex in Pontiac, Illinois.
The family could invest in a home, and those people who had been in the service took advantage of the GI Bill, where they were able to take a loan and they were able to make their $25 a month mortgage payments.
Darlene says there's one section of the home and one particular item that draws a lot of interest.
They do like to see the kitchen. They love the monitor top refrigerator because people could walk by and feel the hot air coming off that monitor top. They knew that the refrigerator was working efficiently.
And some of those items in the home and the kitchen here remind us of the rationing that was taking place during the 1940s.
There's a small stove in there that was an apartment-sized stove. But even a large family had to make do with what they had. They couldn't buy appliances because appliances were made of metal, and all the metal had to go to the war effort.
One part of the display that also gets a lot of attention is what families did for fun.
The board games were just a wonderful way for the family to interact. It was a time to transcend the misery of war and the effects that it had on their lives.
Darlene and other volunteers have done a nice job of locating items typical of homes in the early 1940s. It's become a favorite stop of people touring the museum as they recall, and in some cases, relive their experiences from about 75 years ago. Traveling the countryside in Pontiac, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
Cattle don't like extreme heat any more than we do. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Here's what you can do to help cattle avoid the effects of heat stress as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Maximum performance in the summer, they require the same comforts that we do on a sizzling hot day. They should have access to shade with good airflow and ventilation. Water is a big deal, and there should be plenty of it available at all times. Cattle will drink out of a muddy pond if they have to, but it's better to have cool, fresh water. It's been said that 40 degrees is considered t-shirt weather for cows, so on these hot days, watch for signs of heat stress. They can include labored breathing, open mouth breathing, and restlessness. Dr. Brian Lubbers is an associate professor of food animal therapeutics at Kansas State University. He says along with noting daytime high temperatures, you should also monitor the nighttime low temperatures.
When the sun's out and it's hot, they'll absorb a lot of heat, and then they'll dissipate that heat in the overnight hours as it cools off. When we get into trouble, especially with the more extreme heat stress events, is when we don't have those cooler nighttime temperatures. And so if I'm telling people to really watch for heat stress, it's when those nighttime temperatures are staying high as well, because it doesn't allow cattle to get rid of that heat in the cooler hours. And certainly when we have multiple days in a row of that kind of weather pattern, that's really a time to be vigilant.
If you don't have to handle cattle during times of extreme daytime and nighttime temperatures, he says it's best to avoid it.
But if you have to, make sure you're handling cattle kind of in the coolest part of the day, which is generally early morning. So if we can do it even a little bit as the sun's coming up, or even a little bit before, that's a good time, because that exercise and motion is just going to make that heat stress worse if they're already stressed a little bit.
Learn more about heat stress in cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
heard a quote the other day that made me question the true meaning of success. It said, our greatest fear should not be of failure, but of succeeding at things in life that don't really matter. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, success in our culture is usually tied to status and money and material things. But if you want success in God's eyes, you'll seek a different path. On this path, you look for ways to use all the resources God has given you to live a faith-filled life. So how do you know if you're being a good steward of these gifts? Well, ask yourself these questions at the end of each day. Did I spend my time, my money, and my talents on what matters most to me and what matters most to God? If not, what changes could I make to get back on that path? So go for success on God's terms. Then your life will be filled with more meaning and gratitude.
Market forces have been driving soybean prices up. The particulars today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. Export demand, accelerated activity in the biodiesel industry, and low old crop inventories are all combining to push soybean prices up this year. That's the word from Mac Marshall, VP of Market Intelligence for the U.S. Soybean Export Council.
In recent months, a number of energy companies, both biofuels producers and traditional petroleum refiners, have announced renewable diesel plants slated for construction, expansion, or the retrofitting of petroleum refineries to produce renewable diesel. These announcements have led to a surge in demand for feedstocks, and that demand has contributed to the appreciation of soybean oil prices over the last several months.
Marshall says when soybeans are crushed, about 80% by weight ends up as soybean meal. Because so much more soybean meal is coming into the marketplace, says Marshall, prices for soybean meal have actually dropped, which is good news for livestock growers.
Since January, soybean oil prices are up over 50%, but soybean meal prices have actually fallen by about 15% over that same period. Now, we consider the primary application of soybean meal, which is, of course, feeding livestock. This shift in crush driver is bringing more meal into the marketplace and potentially mitigating feed costs in animal production.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Tuesday marks the final day for the annual Marshall County Fair. Activities Tuesday evening include the 4-H Fashion Review and Cake Auction at 5. The Fair Supper, catered by Ricky's Cafe, open to the public at 6, with free entertainment by Camouflage, a military band playing country music. Livestock Auction at 7 o'clock, and exhibits are released Tuesday evening at the Marshall County Fair. Stay tuned. We'll have fair results from the Marshall County Extension Agents Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday on KNDY.
Give your child a foundation in cheer, dance, or gymnastics with Little Steps Dance and Gymnastics Studio in Seneca. From ages 18 months to 18 years, kids can participate in recreational and competitive dance, gymnastics, and cheer, all in a fun, encouraging, positive atmosphere. Little Steps is a proud supporter of the Axtell Eagles. To get your child's groove on, call 336-3554.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
To keep your vehicle running good and looking good, all you need is M&R Auto Parts in Frankfort. Motor oil, air filters, spark plugs, batteries, brakes, and more. M&R also has what you need for the outside of the vehicle. Wheel cleaners, glass cleaners, washes, and waxes. That's M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest Auto Parts dealer in Frankfort.
Turn to Cottage Hill Ag Supply in Waterville when you need to take your crops to the next level. Start with top quality channel seed, complete with treatments and delivery. Precision planting equipment gives you optimum seed spacing, singulation, and depth control. Kilbro seed tenders are dependable for delivering seed to the field and planter. And Darren carries sprayer parts, fertilizer parts, and Conklin Ag products so you have the best growing season ever. Grow your best with Cottage Hill Ag Supply.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. A federal court in South Carolina dismissed a challenge to the Navigable Waters Protection Rule that replaced the controversial Obama WOTUS rule, giving producers some regulatory certainty until the Biden EPA finalizes a new rule. It could take months or more for the Biden EPA to possibly split the difference between the Obama WOTUS and the Trump Navigable Waters rule. But until then, the U.S. District Court in South Carolina has thrown out a challenge to the Navigable Waters Protection Rule, giving it a reprieve until something replaces it, and that is still a big concern for producers.
If they move back in the direction to remove clarity from the definition of what constitutes a water of the United States, then I think you're going to have farmers going to the Corps and EPA and asking for permission every time they put a plow in the ground.
Ultimately, American Farm Bureau's Don Parrish predicts the issue of government regulation of isolated and temporary water features on private land will be tested in the nation's highest court, now a more conservative bench.
There's not a 5-4 Supreme Court makeup now. It's a 6-3. So, you know, anything they do to try to push the constitutional or statutory limits of the Clean Water Act is ultimately going to be heard at the Supreme Court.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association has also weighed in on the latest court ruling opposing expanded federal wetlands jurisdiction on private ranch land. Separately, a D.C. federal court rejected oil refiner arguments of financial harm in a waiver challenge to the 2019 EPA renewable fuel volume requirements, a ruling that also dismissed a refiner argument to shift RFS requirements to blenders and count biofuel exports toward any volume requirements. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
It's that time of the year when there is plenty to worry about, from the weather to how you're going to finish the field before dark. But you don't have to worry about Abilene Machine and your ag replacement parts. Abilene Machine provides new, remanufactured, and used parts for almost every brand. And with 4 locations nationwide, your parts will arrive in record time. Call 800-255-0337 or visit AbileneMachine.com. Abilene Machine, for worry-free ag replacement parts.
WTI is your career education partner.
I was always kind of moving between jobs and moving between places that I lived. And to find a place that I'm actually steady at and to find this place that I love to go to work every single day, I love to do what I do. It's a great feeling of accomplishment.
Don't be scared and take the step. Take the step forward into your future.
To apply and for more information, go online to WTI.edu. Accredited by the Accrediting Commission on Career Schools and Colleges. For more on consumer disclosures, go to WTI.edu.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow hopes to have a confirmation hearing before the August break for Robert Bonney. That's President Biden's nominee as USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Programs. Bonney's position, key to carrying out Biden's climate policy at USDA. Bonney's been a leading proponent of using the Commodity Credit Corporation to fund a carbon bank. Stabenow said Bonney's confirmation process has been slow only because of the extensive documentation he had to gather for the committee due to his long history of writing and research. Oh, by the way, Stabenow expects to begin farm bill oversight hearings later on this year. Also, Biden's nominee to oversee USDA's Ag Marketing Service and the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service has pledged to work with Senate Ag Committee members on a host of issues like transparency in livestock markets and regulation of animal products made using genetic engineering. But Jenny Lester Moffitt, the current undersecretary at the California Department of Food and Agriculture, steered clear of commenting to any specific positions, including how USDA would approach new regulations under the Packers and Stockyards Act. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley used a meeting with Britain's top trade official this week to push for the inclusion of agriculture in a future trade deal. He said he got the opinion that they were very much liked what the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement is and maybe could have something similar to that with the U.K. He said it could be easily negotiated. Grassley is the senior member of the Senate Finance Committee that oversees trade. He met with Liz Truss, the U.K. Secretary of State for International Trade. U.S. lawmakers and ag groups want Britain, though, to allow imports of U.S. poultry and discard EU bans on U.S. beef and pork production from animals treated with certain growth hormones. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com.
Get ready for showtime with Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Pick up turbo fans to keep them cool, daily hair and skincare products, clippers, combs, brushes, blowers, and all the show day supplies to fit and groom like a champion. They also have show apparel, children's white shirts, jeans, boots, and belts. For the most complete line of horse and livestock show supplies and apparel, go to Valley Vet in Marysville, Kansas. Order online at ValleyVet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Cattle don't like extreme heat any more than we do. Here's what you can do to help cattle avoid the effects of heat stress on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
To have maximum performance in the summer, they require the same comforts that we do on a sizzling hot day. They should have access to shade with good airflow and ventilation. Water is a big deal, and there should be plenty of it available at all times. Cattle will drink out of a muddy pond if they have to, but it's better to have cool, fresh water. It's been said that 40 degrees is considered t-shirt weather for cows, so in these hot days, watch for signs of heat stress. They can include labored breathing, open mouth breathing, and restlessness. Dr. Brian Lubbers is an associate professor of food animal therapeutics at Kansas State University. He says along with noting daytime high temperatures, you should also monitor the nighttime low temperatures.
When we get into trouble, especially with the more extreme heat stress events, is when we don't have those cooler nighttime temperatures. And so if I'm telling people when to really watch for heat stress, it's when those nighttime temperatures are staying high as well, because it doesn't allow cattle to get rid of that heat in the cooler hours. And certainly when we have multiple days in a row of that kind of weather pattern, that's really a time to be vigilant.
If you don't have to handle cattle during times of extreme daytime and nighttime temperatures, he says it's best to avoid it.
But if you have to, make sure you're handling cattle kind of in the coolest part of the day, which is generally early morning. So if we can do it even a little bit as the sun's coming up or even a little bit before, that's a good time, because that exercise and motion is just going to make that heat stress worse if they're already stressed a little bit.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about heat stress in cattle at agriculture.com.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, looks like we're doing well with corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. The livestock complex is another story altogether, unfortunately. September, Kansas City wheat up 7 1/4 at 659 1/2. December's up 7 1/4 at 670 1/4. September corn is up 11 3/4 at 567 3/4. December's up 9 1/4 at 561 1/2. Soybeans look very well. August beans up 5 1/2 at 1433 1/2. September up 5 at 1387 3/4. Now, we've seen some bigger gains over the course of the day, but still holding on to some positives. Erosion in soybean meal. August is up $1.40 at $361.20. September is up $1.40 at $361.30. Again, those gains were bigger a little earlier in the day. Soybean oil continues to do well. August bean oil is 31 points higher at 67 even. September is up 52 points at 65.56. But again, a bit of a come down over some of the gains that we saw a bit earlier. And we're looking at some pressure now on November canola, down 30 cents at 89. That's 897.80, I'm sorry. And cotton still holding on. October cotton is up 221 points at 89.32. As we move our focus now to the livestock complex, cattle continue to be a little bit problematic. August live cattle down 17 at 120.07. October up 7 at 125.17, but all the back months are down. August feeders down 85 at 156.52. September feeders down 20 at 158.85. Again, all the back months are lower. Hogs have been the bright spot in the livestock complex all day. August hogs up 52 at 105 even. October hogs up 145 at 90.82. And all the back months are good. So hogs are up. Cattle are mostly lower, and we are continuing to see some strong moves for corn and Kansas City wheat. Soybeans are holding on. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at W-R-A-Y.
KNDY, live at the county fair with KNDY.
Hi, it's Anastasia Meyer from the Marshall County Extension Office. We are at the fair this year. We're wrapping up today, and it's been a really good fair. We started with the swine show. For the senior division, Shaylee Veering was champion, and Jody Borgeting was reserve. In the intermediate division, Zephyr Landall was champion, and Will Meinhart was reserve. In the junior division of showmanship, Carson Veering was champion and Trevor Harris was reserve. For the breeding gilt, Zephyr Landall received both champion and reserve breeding gilt. In the market swine division, Will Meinhart received champion market pig and Zephyr Landall received reserve champion pig.
At Galloway Wiegers and Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Hometown Lumber and Hardware has been providing building materials and resources to Marysville and surrounding communities. By continuing to support them, you're contributing to the overall well-being of your community and funneling resources back into the neighborhood. Hometown Lumber recognizes the importance of sustaining the unique character of the town and contributing to local causes. They're here to keep Marysville going strong for years to come. Thank you for shopping local.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
On Sunday, we had the beef show. In the senior showmanship division, Dustin Denton was champion and Chloe Vogt was reserve. In the intermediate division, which is the 10 to 14-year-olds, Hensley Gillig received champion and Will Meinhardt was reserve champion. The junior age division consists of up to 9-year-olds. Lexi Schmidt received champion and Spencer Schmidt was reserve. In the breeding beef division, Kinsley Gillig was champion and Dustin Denton was reserve. For the market classes, Sarah Turnbull was champion and Kelly Schmidt was reserve. We have a rate of gain contest when we weigh in earlier in the year in February and we compare who gains the most weight from February to the fair. Paxton Boat received champion and Kelly Schmidt was reserve.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
This is Thad Argenbride with Performance Ag in Waterville, your pioneer dealer. Our vision at Performance Ag is to deliver to you the very best in seed genetics from DuPont Pioneer, along with the best in service, which includes on-site seed treatment, direct delivery, and tender use. Call me, Thad Argenbright, at 785-313-3064 and find out why, with Pioneer from Performance Ag, you get more than a bag of seed.
Wanklin Oil reminds customers that propane contracts are out. Return yours today. Hassle-free convenience and cost savings during the upcoming heating season. Call for more information. And, of course, new customers are always welcome.
Full-time
convenient delivery and payment
music.
Options.
From
just
KMDY,
a call away.
Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.